This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Political analyst Steve Roberts is with us this morning, looking, of course, at the fallout from the Maduro capture. Steve, I mean, this has been bubbling, maybe in the background, sometimes in the foreground, for weeks, months now, throughout the last year, culminating in what happened over the weekend. How did we get to this point where we're now talking about Maduro in a courtroom in New York City this morning?
Well, I think that Donald Trump has always had this ambition, but he finally found a way to do it. And this is not about, but let's remember what this is about. This is not about two people in a courtroom in New York, even though he's the president of Venezuela and his wife. This is about oil and controlling oil of the biggest country, the biggest reserves in the world. People have no idea that Venezuela has the largest oil reserves of any country in the world, bigger than Saudi Arabia, anybody in the Middle East. They control 17% of the world's oil. And Trump has been deeply aggrieved that a generation ago, American companies that originally built the oil industry in Venezuela were kicked out by the socialist government. One of the key motivations here is to resume control over this enormously valuable resource. This is not about drugs, really. It's about oil. And it's not about Maduro. It's about the resources in his country. But there's a larger point here as well, because what we don't know is whether this is the beginning or the end of Donald Trump's territorial ambitions. He's talked openly about deposing the president of Colombia. He's talked openly about regime change in Cuba. He's talked openly about seizing Greenland, which is owned by Denmark. That scene in the courtroom is symbolic of a much, much larger set of geopolitical issues.
I guess one of the big questions here is there an end game for this?
You know, it's a very good question. And the fact is that it doesn't appear that this administration has thought this through very well. I mean, Donald Trump said, we're going to run the country. And his Secretary of State said, no, we're not going to run the country. We're going to use the pressure of an oil boycott, an oil quarantine was the way he put it, to force the remaining political leaders in Venezuela to do our bidding. So you have the president and the Secretary of State offering muddled reasons, not only for what they're doing, but how they're going to carry this out. And let's remember a couple of other things. Donald Trump said during the campaign that he was going to end endless wars. He said that Iraq was a big fat mistake for the United States to go in there. He condemned the American admission in Afghanistan. He said over the weekend, my voters voted for this. But did they really? This is not what he promised during the campaign. By any fair assessment of what he said during the campaign, he promised the opposite of what he's doing. He promised not to engage in these kinds of nation-building exercises and regime change that some of his predecessors had done. So there's this looking ahead. One of the real questions is, does he convince his base that he's doing the right thing when he promised to do something very different on the eve of this invasion? A CBS poll showed that 70% of Americans opposed military action in Venezuela. And the other issue that I think to keep your eye on and think about is there's not a single voter in Buffalo or anywhere else, not one, whose life is better this morning because Nicolas Maduro is in a courtroom in New York. People in Buffalo and everywhere else are worried about the economy. They're worried about grocery prices. They're worried about the job market and the softening job market and their chances of their kids getting the job. And the polls have all showed a declining confidence in Trump's handling of the economy. And when he says, my voters voted for this, did they really vote for him to focus on the oil industry in Venezuela when here at home, groceries are costing them more and the job market is softening? I think the single biggest political threat to Trump is this detachment, this disconnect from what he's spending his time on and what his own voters really care about.
Well, will in a short period of time the U.S. economy be better off if Venezuela's oil, their wealth of natural resources is being better managed by somebody who's not Nicolas Maduro? Now, who that is still a big question mark, but does that benefit the U.S. in the short term?
No. I mean, in the short term, no. I mean, first of all, it's going to take years to renovate the Venezuelan oil industry. It has fallen into disrepair. It'll take billions of dollars in investment. American companies are going to be a little leery of investing that kind of money until they're assured that the political situation is more stable. So there's no short-term benefit at all. Long-term, perhaps you can see some benefit, but the real benefit is going to be to the oil companies and their shareholders, not to average American citizens. I mean, the real people who stand to benefit here are the big American oil companies and their shareholders and many of their executives who are big campaign supporters of Donald Trump. And that's where the real benefit's going to come. It's hard to see how an average American benefits at all from this.
You know, on the question of why Congress wasn't notified, I mean, it would have leaked out. There's no way that it would have been a secret raid.
That's one of those issues where I think there's a certain amount of reasonableness on the part of the administration. And interestingly enough, several news organizations, New York Times, Washington Post, did learn about the imminent invasion and did not publish the information because, you know, I teach journalistic ethics at the university level, and I tell my students, even the most tough-minded, most harshest critics of any administration, in rare cases, understand that national security has to trump freedom of the press, and you have to exercise restraint, and you never want to be responsible for causing any kind of harm to American troops. So I think you're right. I think it was a reasonable argument to say, if we notified Congress, it would leak out. And when it did leak to the press, news organizations acted responsibly in not publishing the information. And Trump, in one of his very, very rare gestures of appreciation to the news media, actually thanked them for showing that kind of restraint.
Well, Steve, thank you for joining us this morning. Steve Roberts, political analyst, talking, of course, about the weekend capture of Nicolas Maduro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.